This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can talk about whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria, Chris, and Conan. And Chris, you had a story that you wanted to talk about. I'm sorry that I didn't fill you in on this during the break. I've actually been playing a strategy game that I play a lot, and I was dealing with that during the... It's always on, right? So it's not like I can get a break from it. There's like three people who play my account with me so that I can go to work and not have to deal with the game, and so that I can sleep and not have to deal with the game.
Hot seating it.
Yeah, more or less. I mean, we just constantly go back and forth. And we're in the middle of a war with someone right now, and it required me to... It's a timing game, really. You have to send attacks to land at very specific times. Like, our attacks are landing at 2 o'clock in the morning on the dot, and I have one landing at 2 o'clock and 535 milliseconds, and I had to get one to land between 400 milliseconds and 500 milliseconds, and I'm proud to say I did. I got 435, so I was right in that window, but yeah, so that's what I was doing. It's really fun, and if you're a musician, it's really, really easy to time things like that because you develop a really good sense of timing.
And the name?
The name is Tribal Wars.
Tribal Wars.
I suspect most people have heard of it because it used to be a lot more popular than it is now. It recently came to Steam, but I see no reason to waste time with the Steam version when if you're on your PC, you can just play it in a browser where it's better. But it's a fun game, and it's interesting, but it is always online, so it does become a monumental commitment.
That right there is why I will never play this game.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I wish I had never played it, and it's addictive.
I have played some great apps over the years, two in particular, Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes. And South Park Phone Destroyer.
Okay.
I loved those games so much, but then when they introduced guilds, and then they started having guild wars and guild participation, it's just like, screw you, screw off, because everyone expects you to be there on a raid day where everyone's going to be raiding the boss. You got to be there. You got to pitch it. And before you know it, a telegram page is being created around your guild, and there's a schedule. See, and there's a chart with everyone's participation, and Conan, he's down there at the bottom. You weren't participating. What's up with this? And it's like, screw off. I'm not playing this game anymore. You just made it not fun.
See, there are tribes, and our tribe does have a Discord, which I'm not on at the moment because I'm not allowed to be. But my old co-players, co-players and I, we did have a Telegram chat that we used specifically to talk about what we were doing, why we were doing it, and what we needed to do next. But if you have co-players, it's not that bad. You need to be like, hey, here's the attack plan. Just follow this. Just click these things when it says to, and you'll be good to go. But it is a commitment.
I get it. And people love that stuff.
I used to love World of Warcraft. I was heavily devoted to the PvP, the arenas. And I loved it.
I loved Arena.
Yeah, so did I.
I loved it. It was like, you know what? Screw off raids.
Yeah.
I'll just get my arena gear.
You fight a scripted boss in PvE. Oh, wow, that's so difficult for me to look online and find out exactly. Not to mention how bosses telegraph their attacks in World of Warcraft. It's like, in 10 minutes, the boss will attack you in this giant zone, and then people still stand in it and die. Because, of course, they do. But in PvP, you don't have any of that. You're playing against an actual thinking player that is reacting to you, and you have to react to them and plan accordingly, and it's fun. Yeah, I love PvP.
I never understood non-PvP servers, the Care Bear servers.
Yep. I'm with you.
I was always, even if I was going to get ganked every couple of hours from some level 80, just kind of walks by and is like, hey, look at that, level 17.
Because you knew that one day you were going to be that level 80.
Yeah, but I'm not a... I'm not a douche like that. I never went to the lower zones and ganked little kids.
Only did as retaliation to someone doing it to me. So if I'm leveling in this zone and someone came along and just killed me, okay, I'm jumping on my maxed out PvP warlock.
I was just about to say that you get ganked and it's like, nope, log off, log back in on your 80, and you come right back and you find them, and it's like, now it's on.
But recently I did play Battle for Azeroth, I think, and I think I got to the level cap again, and I started looking at the grind that it is to get the PvP gear, and I was like, I have better things to do with my time. And, I mean, this was before the March the 16th, and it was before the Sheriff campaign, and even then I was too busy for World of Warcraft, and now I'm just like, I can't believe I ever had time for that.
I actually, the last thing I did was I logged in all my characters, and I think it's /played, or maybe it's play, P-L-A, you can see how many hours you played this character. And I added all my characters up, and I think it was something like 60-something days.
Probably, yeah. I imagine mine would be around that as well.
And I had everything. I had everything. I had all the classes. I even had a banker. Just all he did was sit at the bank.
Yeah, I had one of those.
And I had a and
I left that world behind.
And I started a bank guild, so I can have more bank space.
Yep, been there.
The name of the guild was Misanthropia.
That's fitting.
That's very fitting. But yeah, you know what? I don't miss it. I do, and I don't.
Yeah, you know, I miss the fun that I had, but I don't miss the time sink.
Penguin, how many games do you play?
None.
Zero.
You're probably a happier man for it.
Have you ever played a video? I don't know. I'm a happier person.
I don't have time to play games. I played SimCity 2000 like a year ago for like 3 or 4 days straight, and then I quit. And that was it. I was like, I got bored. And I don't have time for that. So it's like, it was good.
It's good to take a few hours a week to set aside just to relax and get away from everything.
Yeah, and that's kind of why I did it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of why I did it, I think. But then, I mean, I've spent 3 or 4 days there.
Do you have any escape vices that you participate in?
I'll watch like entertainment and stuff, and yeah, I'll relax. I go out, you know. I'm constantly going out to events and things. So you guys know that.
So you're not a complete.
I think you guys know
shut
that.
In. No, I don't know that. I don't know anybody.
You've never come out to anything.
because he is a complete shut-in.
I'm a shut-in.
Yeah, I know.
I have a big house, and I have a big property. I have lots of things to do. You could lock me in my house. You can literally lock me in my home, and I would never run out of things to do. I have so many damn projects. I wake up in the morning and I just walk around looking at things. It's like, oh crap, what am I going to do today?
Yeah, I have the same problem. The only thing is, I never get to half of those projects because I'm always constantly going out so and doing things.
And that's why I don't go out.
Yeah, I feel for you. I see the argument for it, not going out, for sure.
So Chris, what did you have to discuss tonight?
So I have an interesting story here, and hopefully it wasn't covered already on the show, because it'll probably be new people anyway listening. But FBI has apparently raided a Beverly Hills safety deposit box business, prompting customers to call it unconstitutional. They basically went in, and they raided everybody's box with a single warrant, as opposed to, like, you know, getting a warrant for, you know, particular things and particular place and particular
people. Is this because they didn't know which box they actually wanted to get into, and so they just opened all of them?
So this is similar to how they raid all of the apartments in an apartment complex.
Yeah. So, it's not. They're basically saying because the business was, like, advocating or promoting it in circles that were criminal, what they're calling criminal circles, effectively, that
so they were promoting
they somehow
their services.
Are justified in getting a warrant to search every single box.
So they were promoting
legal.
Their services to the FBI?
I think they were promoting the criminal
circle I'm aware of.
Yeah, right. Well, certainly one informant did get a box. So, and so that's their justification, effectively, because one undercover informant bought some sort of gold business. They bought jewelry, and then they went and they put it in their safety deposit box,
which is standard behavior for someone to do with precious metals.
You would think somehow that is, I don't know, somehow that justified the raid.
Let's get into the article.
Yeah.
Let's not get too deeply into it. It's not surprising. I mean, what else are people supposed to do with precious metals other than put them in safety? I guess it's because this wasn't a bank.
Yeah, that's effectively what it came down to, it sounds like, because they weren't licensed or, you know, whatever, and they didn't require ID, and You know, things that I'm not even sure are required, you know, technically.
603-283-6160. What are your thoughts on this overreach? 603-283-6160.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can talk about anything you want. 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria, Chris, and Conan. And I want to say thank you to Nick C., who is tonight's amplifier. This means he's a member of the AMP program. You can find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. But basically, it's a program that is used to fund the show reaching more radio stations, a larger audience, all of that awesome stuff. It comes with a number of cool little perks, like an amp-only call-in line, an amp-only chat room on the Matrix server that someone created. There's even an amp-only Facebook group for those people who are still on Facebook. Check it out. We only ask $5 per month, and it's money that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote. Free Talk Live, hence its name. Check it out, amp.freetalklive.com. Nick C., thank you so much for your contributions. I hope to get back into that very soon. I'm finding it very difficult to wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning, as people might expect from someone who generally doesn't even get home from work until 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
But I have to find a way to make that work, because these radio stations need to be called, and I'm the one with the access to the database of radio stations and the contacts there, and I'm the one who's done it before, other than, you know, Ian, who obviously cannot do it at the moment.
Yeah.
So, make Chris do it. He doesn't have anything to do. He doesn't play,
play
games or do anything. He's a shut-in. He needs more work.
No, I definitely do not need more work, especially right now.
I'm with you on that. But we're talking about this raid by the FBI, who, from what I can tell, based on my past experiences, rather enjoys raiding people. Hopefully they didn't kick in the doors here. They just showed up with the warrant. So I don't know if I would really constitute... Well, I guess it's still a raid.
I wouldn't put it past them to come in with some special devices to rip the doors off of every safe.
Yeah,
just because they can.
If you saw what they did to this house... It's not like they needed to. I mean, they've raided before by knocking on the door and, you know, people coming down and opening the door.
I mean, they have those tools, and they love using those tools. That Bearcat...
Clearly, dude, they drove
They love using that Bearcat any chance they can with the battering ram on it.
They took a freaking drone through the window here. I mean, they're toys.
Arya, that drone was collecting dust on a shelf somewhere.
I know.
And they finally got the chance to fly it in the house and kamikaze somebody.
If you haven't seen the video, check out freekeen.com. I believe the last story posted is basically the video of the Money Moose Mart raid and the Bitcoin Embassy raid, as well as another video of the Free Talk Live studio raid. So,
well, the Mighty Moose raid was the raid on my house. You know, yeah. I realize it sucks that the Bitcoin Embassy got raided too, but I mean, my house was also raided.
Yeah,
it is in that video.
Yeah, it's all in one. Sorry, I forgot to point that out. But yes,
people do though. I mean, and it frustrates me because people fixate so completely on Ian and the studio, and there are six people.
That's why.
And by focusing on Ian, you're playing directly into the prosecutor's allegations that he's some sort of ringleader.
This is why it's the Crypto Six.
No, I'm with you. I'm not accusing you of anything in particular. I'm just addressing the general issue.
Right. So if you want more information, actually, if you go to thecryptosix.com, there's a bunch of information now and links.
Oh, there is. Good.
Yeah. So
the one time I was able to look at it when somebody else put it up, I was like, there's a video here,
terrible.
And that's great, but there's no information about
yes.
who we are or anything. There's no pictures of us. Are there pictures of us now?
Right now, what there is there's a bunch of links to different resources and outlets. So there's now a Telegram group you can sign up for updates. There is a mailing list for updates. There is there's links to a freaking article on like what happened basically.
Who wrote the article?
I think it's the video that was linked to, but okay. I'm not 100% sure. But basically, it links to more information.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. So we did finally get access to the back end.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I have. I actually years ago I turned down Ian for access to the freekeen.org to be a post or a blog, you know, to be able to write there. But we have access to that site, so. I got
Melanie as a writer there.
She is, and she actually wrote the first story about what happened after the raid, and that's still there too. That's the second to the last story that was posted. So that's a good kind of summarization that she did of basically what happened. It's not to the same quality that freaking usually is as far as
well by trade posts, she's not a writer. Right.
So the people right now who are posting are still how do I say this? We're still learning to use the software, I think.
The tragedy is that I am a trained writer, but I can't blog.
Yes, that's right. That's right. So, yeah, I mean, it's certainly, I think the video is probably, you know, the best.
The videos were so fascinating. I watched the one of the, I watched all of them, obviously, because
yep.
I'm one of the Crypto Six.
Yep.
But the one here at Leverett Street had one little section in particular that was tremendously fascinating, and it was you informing the officer, you told me, it was 8.5 minutes in, you told me I could film here and that I wasn't in your way.
That's right.
And the officer almost verbatim says, I changed the deal. Pray I don't alter it further.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. I don't remember. He was like, well, I've changed it. And that was it. And it is so, I want people to understand that that's what we're up against. They don't realize it. This is the empire.
Yeah, they literally told me, this is the press area, you must stay here. And then, like, an hour later, you know, after, like, all of the danger or dangerous parts were over, then they made me get back another block.
Oh, yeah, he said, I think I can remember, it was, I did say that, but now it's changed.
Yep. I don't know what they were trying to, like, cover up or hide, but, like, they forced me back so far at that point that I could not get a visual with my camera, even though it has zoom, because I just couldn't, it was too far away to get, you know, you couldn't even see the house at that point. I was so far away and the view was blocked. It was absolutely insane. So, like I said, I don't know what their strategic objective was with making us go back another block, other than obviously we couldn't film, but what were they trying to hide at that point? The raid was most, the good parts, like video wise, we'd already gotten. So I don't know what was going on with that, but they certainly were doing something that they didn't want us to see.
Well, I mean, obviously, that's why they confiscated the DVR here and the DVR at my house, right? Because they were doing stuff that we didn't want to see, or they didn't want us to see.
Yeah.
I want my DVR back.
Yeah, where they were putting all the bugs.
Well, yeah.
This room is probably flooded with them.
Yeah, someone talked about, you know, getting a bug sweeper or something like that from a house. I was like, well, first of all, I don't know about the legality of that. Second of all, you could never be sure that you got them all. Mm-hmm. You just have to assume at this point that here at Leverett Street and at my house, you're bugged.
Not to mention we're basically saying everything on live radio.
Sure, but that's to our credit.
And there's probably got to be 8 phones in this room, and you know they're.
I mean, you should
listening to us through our phones.
From an operational security perspective, you should always assume that the person that you're doing whatever with is an agent.
Yeah.
Like, that's how you need to operate. And if you say or do something that is going to get you in trouble, you need to understand what those risks are and then make those decisions based on what those risks are. So if you're, you know, if you're not willing to end up in trouble, then don't do it. You know, don't say it. Don't, whatever it is.
Good advice in general. Stay out of trouble. 603-283-6160. Do you treat everyone you see as though they're a Fed?
Yes.
603-283-6160.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Court is in recess until Tuesday in the trial against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. Minneapolis Police Chief Madaria Arredondo says former officer Derek Chauvin absolutely violated department policies when he had his knee on George Floyd for over 9 minutes.
Once Mr. Floyd had stopped resisting, and certainly once he was in distress and trying to verbalize that, that should have stopped.
A rally outside of a criminal court in New York City is demanding safety for Asian Americans amid a soaring increase in bias attacks. This comes as Brandon Elliott, a black man, is charged with a hate crime and assault in the brutal beating of a woman in New York City last week. Hate crimes against Asian Americans up in many Democratic-run cities. USA Radio News. Former Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf lamented the fact that the lack of enforcement and accountability at the southern border continues as a massive surge of illegal migrants crossing into the United States continues. Wolf saying the Biden administration is not enforcing restrictions and there's no immigration consequences to illegal behavior. Raul Ortiz is the Border Patrol Department chief. He adds,
so far this year, 4,700 criminal aliens have been prosecuted by the Border Patrol agents. So on top of dealing with, you know, this humanitarian population, you also have to deal with the border security threat that exists out there.
President Biden would welcome a congressional bill canceling $10,000 in student debt. So said Press Secretary Jen Psaki during her daily White House briefing, Psaki noting that the president would happily sign that. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio you can control. 603-283-6160. And unfortunately, the leftist, anarchist, atheistic takeover of Free Talk Live has been undone. And that's what people were alleging about Saturday night, that it was a leftist takeover of the show.
What?
Because it was just me and Bonnie, and we're both apparently considered to be leftists. I don't know, man. Don't ask me to explain how crazy people think. But anyway, with you tonight...
Well, left-leaning. I mean, there are left and right.
On some issues, I suppose I'm left-leaning.
You're the hedonist of the group.
I for sure am.
I don't know about Bonnie, but I mean, you know, she seems okay. She's a little more conservative than you, but she's a girl. And we all know girls are very socialist.
I think they're
at their core.
There may be some truth behind what they're saying. We've had enough conversations, and I think it's like one of these things where it's like, that's such a derogatory term that, like, I would never use it to describe you, but, like, I can see it. I can see that a little bit.
Compared to the left-leaning people that I know,
yeah,
not libertarian, but just left-leaning people,
right.
Arya is not anywhere near them.
Right.
And this is
right.
why the...
Exactly.
This is why the left-right compass is so... why it doesn't work. You have to add that other element into this. At what level of authority and or individualism do you lean towards? So you have to add the entire compass to the to get a good idea where people actually stand. And libertarians are, you know, we lean towards the bottom of the compass, which is we respect individual liberties and screw the collective. Well, yep. Actually, the collective can be all right, but as long as I have an option to leave the collective when I don't want to have anything to do with it.
It's not so much, I don't think it's so much that we're against the collective so much as it needs to be opt-in, you know, as opposed to forced.
Correct, as opposed to some authoritarian say that I have to be a part of it, and I have to participate, and I have to be taxed to pay for it.
And the crazy thing is, it's just because you're against being forced into that system doesn't necessarily mean you're not a very charitable person. You know, some of the most charitable people I've ever known have been libertarian. So, this whole idea that you're a bad person if you're not a lefty, you know, it's actually the opposite of that, I think. Because, you know, when you're on the left, you're effectively arguing for...
You're outsourcing your morality to the state.
Yeah, and you're excusing the use of violence to achieve your objective. And I think the same thing happens on the right as well. It's just, you know, their priorities are a little different, you know?
But they are two sides of the same coin. And I'm not a fan of the whole idea of the collective, to be totally honest. I mean, in my opinion... There's no such thing as a collective. It's just a fictitious human creation.
There can be multiple collectives.
It's a safety zone. It's part of our evolution. You know, there was a time when a single person on his own out in the woods was going to get eaten or run over by a mammoth, and you weren't going to create any progeny, and you weren't going to exist. You weren't going to succeed, and it made sense. And it even to this day still makes sense that, you know, being a part of a group is not only is it uplifting and not only is it does it make you feel good, but it's a way to survive.
I'm not opposed to being a member of a group or having friends or, you know, having people with whom I work or associate with. My issue is that I'm an individualist. And too many people come to the conclusion that the collective is more important than the individual. They're placing this abstract concept, this, quote, benefit of the group or benefit of the many over the real concrete harm done to the individual.
Yeah, just welcome to the vaccine passport. So it's all about the collective. It's all about appeasing the scaredy cats out there who are afraid of dying tomorrow or their grandma dying anyways. And that's how they can get by forcing an untested
on all of us.
Basically treating us all as guinea pigs, testing a brand spanking new mRNA vaccine on all of us. That's how they can justify that logic.
You know what's crazy about this is like, I'm also opposed to them telling you that you can't take the drug, you know, to test on yourself too.
Or any kind of drug.
Right. You know, it's like they tell you you have to, you know, and it's bad. And then they tell you you can't, but you're going to die if you don't take it. And it's like, if I'm going to die anyway, and this might help, you know, even if there's a 2% chance of this helping. And I should still have that right to make that decision, you know.
You know, a lot of the vacciners out there who are actually that have justified that we should all take this vaccine. A lot of them are the same people who are saying, but you shouldn't take ivermectin or you shouldn't use hydroxychloroquine because it could kill you. And it's like, well, hold on now, man. But you're cool with getting the jab in the arm. You're cool with, you know, this untested. Being tested
the crazy thing about that was all the evidence contradicts what they were claiming. And if you look at like the archive of like I forget what government site it is, like the government even said there's no negative side effects, no negative side effects. It wasn't until after COVID started that like they started coming out with like claims that there were negative side effects.
Negative side effects to what?
What was it?
Hydroxychloroquine?
Yeah, that.
they were saying it was killing people. There was a study, but here's the problem with the study.
That must have been post-COVID because there wasn't one before that.
Here's the problem with the study. They only considered people who already had corona and were already in sick beds, some of them on the breathing machines.
Yeah, they messed up the studies. And
then they started giving them hydroxychloroquine. It's like, hold on now. No. You've taken too long. You waited too long. Right. They were already dead.
It's a preventative thing. You can't wait until after you have it. You have to take it as soon as you As soon as you have you have any symptoms, you have to be taking it right away. Because if you don't, then it will get worse. And then, of course, if you have already waited and you're in the hospital, it's too late.
And here is the big kicker. It's always about follow the money. Always follow the money. The FDA cannot approve these new vaccines if there is an alternative out there already. And that's why they had to stamp down all these other options. Options that are not brand new options, by the way. They've been around forever. Not forever, but for a good long time, and they've been studied, they've been approved. Lots of people use, especially other countries, India and Africa, when it comes to hydroxychloroquine, when it comes to malaria, they've been using it for years and years and years. But the FDA cannot approve these new vaccines unless there is not another option out there, and that's why they came down so hard on these more holistic type of options that are just pennies, by the way, when it comes to dosages.
Well, whereas, we know three people right now who have COVID-19.
Yeah, it took a long time.
It did take a very long time.
Before it hit anywhere, any of us.
Yeah, according to which test? The PCR test? Because you can't trust that test either.
One person took a test and was positive, and then two other people were extremely sick. One of them quoting a list of symptoms that was pretty much the COVID-19
presumed. Yeah, presumed to have it,
including a loss of taste and a loss of smell.
Oh, was there? I didn't hear that.
Yes, okay. That's the captain.
Oh, okay. So at the time I checked, he didn't have a loss of taste. I thought
so. It's a given.
And you think that you had it sometime last year?
I don't know. Maybe.
What about you, Wade?
If I had it, it must have been either super early on or if it was more recent, I didn't even notice it.
You know what? I can't even remember the last time I was sick with anything.
I mean, DNA samples taken from December of 2019 do prove indisputably that COVID-19 was in the United States prior to the period last year where I got sick and was down for like 3 freaking weeks.
Well, Corona is not new.
No,
supposedly the SARS-CoV-2 is brand spanking new, and it didn't come from Wuhan in a lab.
No, but
it came from a monkey.
But it was in the United States in December of 2019, and that's been proven from genetic materials taken in December 2019.
Oh, so that kind of ruins their narrative, doesn't it?
You would expect, but
well, follow the money, people. Follow the damn money. It's all about power and money.
It is definitely all about power. This power grab that we've seen as a result of COVID-19. Disgusting. 603-283-6160 is the call line. 603-283-6160. More about this FBI raid in Beverly Hills.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Give us a call. Let us know whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160. With tonight, it's Chris Conan and your recently released from jail host, Aria Nemezzo, one of the Crypto Six. You can find out more about that at thecrypto6.com. I've been very much desiring to talk about thecrypto6.com and to promote it because obviously I'm one of the Crypto Six and it's all about raising money for these horrifically expensive attorneys.
Mm.
Because this is a monumental case. And when I say that, I mean, it's going to set a number of precedents that are going to affect cryptocurrency for the remainder of the existence of cryptocurrency or the United States, whichever one ceases to exist first. It's a monumental case and the lowest estimates I've seen from any attorney about what it might cost to take on this case is $70,000.
Each or all?
Each.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Generally, the estimate is something like $70,000 to $250,000.
Yeah.
Because it requires so many different experts, so many different attorneys.
What I am curious of is that just the first round or is that including appeals? Because
I see no reason that there would be appeals, Chris. Why are you going into this thinking that we're going to need to appeal anything?
You seriously want me to answer that?
I think you're considering the, 95% of all cases out there that go to appeal because they know they're not going to win because the state is too damn powerful and it's like, well, I can either take a shorter sentence or
I don't think
fight these guys and be made an example of
because there's going to be an answer on like some of the definitions until you get to an appeal.
Well,
I don't see any reason to think an appeal is going to be necessary. But
well, I'm crossing my fingers here, but.
But at any rate, you can't go into something like this with a public defender.
No, definitely not.
They'll do their best, but what you need is an entire team of attorneys behind you. TheCrypto6.com is the place for you to help us out with that because there are six of us, and I believe three have so far retained a private attorney. I've got one in the works, hoping to get that set up
pretty soon. It's all very stressful. And if you care anything about cryptocurrency or liberty or the right for people to transact freely, privately, and securely, then the case is something that should concern you. TheCrypto6.com is where to go to talk about that. I mean, to learn about that or to contribute, because it does finally have Mark's PayPal information on there.
It does.
I still think it would be more effective if we set up a GoFundMe and linked to the GoFundMe on there rather than Mark's PayPal. Because so, people love GoFundMe, man.
Yeah.
Throw in there the trans chick and the granny, or the tranny and the granny need your support.
There's certainly more that can be done. There's some other ideas I have.
What I said was not a criticism.
No. It's you know, some of it's just, it's a matter of time, finding the time to do it. One of the things I'd like to do, get in there is a subscription so that people can contribute, $10 a month or something smaller, so that, because a lot of people don't have, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 to donate all at once. But over the course of a year or a couple of years that this was probably going to be going on, they could easily donate that kind of money.
They can do that through GoFundMe. For whatever that's worth.
Oh, interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah, GoFundMe can do recurring payments.
Okay.
So that may be an avenue worth looking into.
Yeah.
Plus, people, for whatever reason, they just love sharing the hell out of GoFundMe links on social media. I do not know why, but people do.
I never see them. That's one thing Facebook doesn't offer,
really?
Suggest to me.
Well, I mean, if they donate $10...
Maybe because they know I'm such a weasel and I don't spend money.
They want to show off to the world, presumably, that they donated money to a cause, right? So they donate $10 or whatever, and then it pops up, hey, share this to Facebook and Twitter. And they go, ooh, yeah.
This is interesting. So one of the things that I thought was that people wouldn't want their name to be associated with it.
With supporting the trans chick who's being targeted by the FBI?
Yeah, I mean,
I think a lot of people would want their names associated with that.
That's the whole point of the way that these fundraisers work.
I suppose you're right.
You could virtue signal in a way.
I don't necessarily understand people's fears about it. Like, but I just, maybe you're right. Maybe there's more people who would want to be associated with it than not.
I'm sure there are. I mean, this is going to set precedent.
Yeah.
I would imagine most people would want their name attached to it in some way or another.
Well,
saying, hey, look, I was there and I helped them. We won that fight because I did X.
Yeah.
Presumably.
Unfortunately, I haven't had anybody say, oh, I would like to be named, as far as like donations that they've given.
Another neat thing about GoFundMe is that they can contribute anonymously.
Right.
If they so choose.
Right. That's true, too. Yeah.
So that sounds like it's an avenue that would solve a couple of problems.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's thecrypto6.com. We're talking about a different FBI raid, though. This one happening in a Beverly Hills business that presumably just offered people safety deposit boxes.
Private vaults.
Yeah, privacy basically is what they offered, and the government is saying privacy is illegal. It's absolutely absurd, but that's effectively their claim. Federal agents raided an anonymous safety deposit box business in Beverly Hills, promoting customers to call the seizures unconstitutional, has been revealed. A newly unsealed indictment from March 9th alleges the U.S. private vault and its customers were laundering money and letting drug dealers store fentanyl, guns, and cash in the boxes, and claimed the businesses marketed itself to crooks. You know, the crazy thing about this is they're actually advertising as anonymous and private, right? So they don't know what's going into the boxes in the first place, because that's the whole point. That doesn't mean that, you know, that they're engaged in drug dealing or money laundering or any of those things. Because one of the things that's like an element of money laundering is the knowledge of if somebody told them that they were engaged in drug dealing and then they sold the box, then that they would be engaged in money laundering. But otherwise, they're not.
Would that even be money laundering? I guess it would be, wouldn't it?
Technically speaking, I believe that's like the effective, the essential element of money laundering is it's knowingly continuing to do business with somebody who's basically said that they're involved in some sort of crime.
So wait a minute. Let me understand this.
Super broad. Yeah. Money laundering is super broad.
If somebody went to Walmart and told the cashier,
yeah,
I'm paying you with money that I got from selling Coke.
Yes.
Walmart would be guilty of money laundering.
Yes, as I understand it. It's a super overbroad law, and it's
so Walmart's almost certainly guilty of money laundering.
Yes, this is an absolutely insane thing. The only reason that they just haven't chosen to go after Walmart, basically, for money laundering. That's That's it. That's all it is. Because
it is because you can't train every single cashier to be like, hey, if someone tells you they got this money from an illegal transaction, you have to tell them you can't accept that money. Oh, I can't accept that $100 bill because you got that one from cocaine. But that other one, you got that because someone paid you to fix their flat tire. I can accept that one. How arbitrary and asinine.
Now, if the customers are, which are anonymous, by the way, it's not the actual vault itself, the people who own these vaults. It's the right. customers who are using the vaults. If they were, say, leaving a stash of something in one of these vaults and someone else was coming and picking it up or dropping off or picking up and dropping off, they would all know what was going down. So they would be informed. They would be laundering.
I don't think that was possible because they basically connected the particular box with an iris and like fingerprint scan or something like that. So the only way to access it was by sort of identifying yourself, but not actually having a social security number or a name associated with it. So they don't know whose box it is because they intentionally don't track that.
Which is why they left the note in the box or on the door, I think, saying whoever was responsible.
Right, because they need to know. The government now is basically trying to force people to identify in order to reclaim their property. This is the absolutely most disturbing thing.
So they're like, "Hey, we have your drugs.
We have someone's fentanyl. If you want to fess up and claim it."
Well, no, I mean,
so the government can't ID these people.
Does
it not have the iris scans?
They don't have a database.
Not yet.
Bill
Gates wants you to have one.
Because the government doesn't have a database of every single person who, iris, or fingerprint, they don't know. They can't just scan it through their database and find out who that name of that box belongs to.
So they targeted a business. But they did not get any of the people who were actually engaging in illegal activity.
Yes, that's the summary of it. Okay. It's now they're basically trying to force people to identify themselves in order to recover what is rightfully theirs that they shouldn't have taken in the first place.
So some poor innocent grandmother who was using the service to store her great-great-grandmother's necklace now has to contact the government and be like, hey, can I have my
stuff
back?
There's literally a form, and I've looked at this form online. Yes.
But in that case, little old grandma could probably get her necklace back.
You would hope so.
If the guy with the guns and the guy with $1 million in cash and the fentanyl.
Well, they're not going to ask for theirs back.
They're not going to ask.
Nope.
That's insane. More on this story coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.